have a conversation about the topic of surprise medical billing. Have you ever been surprised by a bill? My next step comes up to the plate and, well, hits a home run with our conversation. Joe Rivett of Rivett Health Law to talk about Michigan's new surprise billing law that becomes effective this July. What is this all about? Good morning to you, Joe.
Good morning, Shelley. So the surprise billing law was actually signed into law October 22nd by Governor Whitmer. There's a second part of the law that's becoming effective this July, but essentially the purpose of the law is to provide protections for patients from surprise medical bills in situations where they really have little or no control over who provided care for them during their either medical procedure or hospital stay.
How many of us are getting surprise medical bills?
It's astronomical. There's been studies that roughly probably around 70% of people are getting some type of incorrect bill. The numbers for surprise medical bills, that varies a little bit just because state laws and the protections around them or lack thereof.
You work with providers, I understand, to ensure what they are actually in compliance to best protect their patients and practice revenues?
That's exactly correct. Yeah. So the landscape of medical billing reimbursement regulations is incredibly complex. Insurance is complex. And so I help providers navigate that so they can compliantly bill and then hopefully, you know, complying with these laws that also helps the consumer to be protected from bills that perhaps they shouldn't have received or shouldn't have received at the dollar amount beyond what's allowed.
I understand Michigan, Joe, is serving as a leader in this national model for the surprise billing law.
It is. A lot of people in Lansing worked really hard on this legislation, and Michigan is one of the leading states, frankly, in protecting consumers. But also there's still ability for providers to appropriately bill. But if they're not contracted, the state has really confined how much they can bill a patient. So if you go into the emergency department and you, maybe it's an in-network provider and you have a surgery done, let's say in your hand or something, that anesthesiologist may be out of network. And now beyond the $200 copay that you had for that ER visit, you may have a $3,000 anesthesia bill, and that's really what the law is going to protect.
That put it into some layman's terms. Thank you for that. I guess it also means read the fine print.
Yes, yes.
Joe, more on maybe an example. I mean, the law says there are probably 7-8 things on my list here. Says the following is not considered a health benefit plan. I mean, this is small fine print. Credit, dental, long-term care insurance. What does this mean?
Yeah, so I think Shelley, the easiest way to understand that is that there are some types of insurance that are not included in this law. So balance billing would not apply to them. And the easiest way to think of that is like liability insurance. So your auto, if you have long-term care insurance, dental, accident only, sometimes you can get insurance for certain diseases as well. Those are carved out of the law, and they're not subject to the balance billing protections. And essentially, you can kind of think of those as liability insurance, separate from health insurance.
How'd you find this niche, Joe? You're out of Norton Shores.
Yeah, so I actually worked in coding and billing for almost 20 years. And then later in life, I went to law school, and I thought, you know, this is a space that I know really well. It's hard to navigate. And so I purely thought, you know, this is the area of law I want to practice in once I became licensed. And, you know, it's kind of a niche space, but it's certainly one that's needed both in the community, but across the country. It's a very, very specialized area to navigate reimbursement rules, medical billing, all the things that come with it in that space.
Yet, as we talk and why the reasons we are talking, because now may be a very important time for you to do what you do well.
Exactly. And, you know, when somebody gets a bill in Michigan And they call them remittance advice, and it comes from your insurance company to say, here's how much we paid, or here's how much you may owe. Somewhere on that sheet of paper will tell you why there's a balance owed. And if it says out of network, take a pause, because if the provider didn't provide you proper notice for a scheduled type of procedure, so let's say it was physical therapy or some spine injection or something to that effect that's scheduled out, and they don't give you a notice, and they're non-participating, meaning that they're not in contract with your payer, you actually may not owe that amount if the provider would try to bill you.
Wonderful. Well, more conversation to be had with you on behalf of your specialty with Rivet Health Law, and you, Joe Rivet. So I'm going to be you're going to be the guy I asked for. How do I find out more information, Joe?
Yeah, so you can reach us directly at 231-799-4870, or you can go to our website, Rivet, R-I-V as in Victor, E-T, healthlaw.com.
Wonderful. You, a national and local expert, deep knowledge of healthcare, revenue cycle operations, and of course, working with providers and we, the patients. Thanks, Joe, for the conversation when it comes to medical surprise billing. Enjoy your day.